Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are taking a look at the issue for the week of March 5th, 2012, with a cover story on Saudi Aramco's strategy. Saudi Aramco is planning to add downstream aromatics units at its Ras Tanura refinery and elsewhere in the Middle East as part of the drive to diversify regional production. The company plans to increase its focus on petrochemicals by converting refinery products into aromatics as ethane availability in Saudi Arabia declines. The look at the aromatics market continues with a major articles on paraxylene, phenol, and benzene. With paraxylene, demand from polyester fiber markets will fuel growth. With phenol, Asian producers' margins are set to dampen in 2012. With benzene, cloudy outlook for the U.S. market. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Because the in-depth coverage of the petrochemical market continues in our regularly weekly columns, we have an exclusive interview with the CEO of Thailand's largest petrochemical company, PTT Global Chemical. Growth in Asia will be significant, the CEO says. Also, European ethylene contracts were settling for March at record highs last week. Contracts are boosted by stronger feedstocks and a drive to improve cracker margins. Then, Poland-based Synthos will struggle to sell an idled 90,000 metric ton a year butadiene unit because no new downstream rubber capacities will be added in Central and Eastern Europe for at least 3 years, according to an analyst with Austria-based company Raiffeisen Centralbank. Then we look at polycarbonate. Although prices were unchanged for much of February, price increases worldwide are expected, driven by projected strong demand and rising feedstock costs. Then we look at Formosa Plastics' big plans to invest more than $1.7 billion at its Point Comfort site in Texas. The company plans a new cracker, a propane dehydrogenation unit, and a low-density polyethylene plant at the site. Construction and startup are planned for 2016. Formosa Plastics will use low-cost domestic natural gas for its new facilities. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. Pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening, and good night.